December 1st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I refer once again to your personal holiness as a house which you and I build together and share together. As any soul is attacked by marauders who desire to weaken the soul's spirituality, the soul who is unaware finds his spiritual house losing its integrity by outside influence, such as love of wealth, ambition, power, and material goods. These loves are all passing. Love of these passing things is like a flood, earthquake, or tornado that compromises the spiritual house and destroys it. The soul must reinforce his spiritual house by his own efforts of prayer, fasting from his own will, and connecting to my divine will. The more he denies himself, the stronger his spiritual house. The soul beautifies his spiritual house through this self-denial. I must continue with this analogy at another time. To all who follow it, I extend my apocalyptic blessing." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints."